Love Talk Radio.
Underground Radio. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going to be dealing with the Coffee Tea and the Conversation with Me show. We are about to be broadcasting live in 1 minute. And I'm just trying to get the intro on right now. We just out of town. And so we're about to be moving. And in a second, we're waiting on the audience to get to the microphone, and we'll be rolling from that point on. So I guess let's go ahead and run an intro, Marvin Ebony. Let's get that popping so I get everything on and on. Okay, everybody, let's have a good show.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique, it was special.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Let's gleam through broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the fight.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing on.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, everything. Let our rejoice and rise high. Loud as the North Sea.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, let the hope be gone.
Music Underground Radio, broadcasting live from Mississippi. We trying to get the station, WVON, and we are about to get the Alderman Dorothy Tillman. So in the meantime, in between time, I will just play a little braille till we get back on the give me a brief braille till we get to the switch down the station, everybody. Thank you for listening. 347-838-9825. Please, if you want to call in today, call 773-591-1690. That's 773-591-1690. Hit us up on that number.
Braille. A little something for the people. Braille. I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping I can straighten the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my ties. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom, so you hear blah-blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Go boys whipping in the ghost fire on the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, the solo, no lie, all black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail, so soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the source, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I...
in your community. And they really think they're in a brothel, but they bring a chicken place or bring a place where you go shopping to buy some clothes or some, you know, or give up some land and let other folks come in and control it. And they really, and it goes so far back. That's why I told you, I asked my audience to buy advice among masters, where they taught us. They said when they had their conventions, they all came together. And they made decisions about how to deal with us, just like a manual. Now, most of our people are so busy trying to show folks I'm just as good as you, and I can come up in your stuff, and I can spend money here, and I can do that, that they really don't think about building communities. So we have got to get we got to look at this, y'all. When you look at the governor from Louisiana being an Indian, taking over government, they never would elected a black person governor anymore of Louisiana as we go forward in this country. You don't see blacks getting positions of power. It's placate. And even now, across the country, they're cutting how many representatives we have. But let's look at what we had. You know, I'm going to play some civil rights songs for y'all today, too. It have not been long ago that we didn't have the right to vote and that we did fight for that right so we can have representation. And when you have representation, that representation supposed to go in and represent that particular.
Hello.
They really don't know better. And y'all who listen to me, you can get upset with me. I'm sorry. I love you dearly. But the truth of the matter is that when I was in office, and still true, most of the land, the vacant land, in this city was represented by black people. And most of the land was owned by the city, which means that the aldermen could put some on hold and say, this is what we're going to do with it, and we're going to make sure that we build an economic base. Now, when you look at these other communities, all of them, all the other brown communities and white communities, you see where they built businesses and they built base. They didn't just use their money. They used your tax dollars to build. Nationally, you have congressmen and senators bringing money in to help develop those communities, your tax dollars, locally. Now, we're going to be getting ready to elect more elected officials in a minute, and they're all going to be coming to us, and we're going to vote for them and just feel good because we voted, because we're part of the process. And we're going to feel so good about that. Then they're going to go somewhere and hide on us. They're going to hide on us because they don't feel, nobody feel like they have to address black folks. Even after electing the president, and we know there's a lot of their spending. They're spending that. And I it was interesting, I read what Charlize said. He was slick. He said what it said is that 71% of how many, however many of the Latina voted, 71% went to Barack. That's what he said. He didn't say the numbers outnumbered us. He said how many ever came in. He gave the number. He gave an example. But in Ohio, all these swing states, black folks came out in massive numbers, and they took the president over top. Now, you tell me, how can you elect people, whether it be the president, the state rep, the senator, state senator, because we don't have none, governor, mayor, alderman? How can you elect anybody, and they said they cannot represent you? Then why are you electing people? They cannot represent you. That makes no sense. Now, right now, our schools are getting ready to be closed. All these aldermen in these areas and state reps and congressmen, all our representatives should be meeting and looking at this stuff and breaking this stuff down and trying to see how it's going to adversely affect us, and don't buy into the hype that they're closing these schools down because they're underutilized. That's what they did when they closed down public housing, and most of you black people join in with that. Close them down, close them down. And there's no other race. I told you then there was no other race in this country that would have taken that many people and displaced them. You was diluting yourself politically in every other kind of way. But you just did it without knowing it. You stopped thinking because we are sound bites. If they say it three times to us, we repeat it and we believe it. So my concern here now is the disappearing of the descendants of enslaved Africans in America. Black America, we're disappearing from television. Our radio stations are disappearing. Even our business people, because we are tied together all across the board. The business folks who might not help us, or who might help us, a lot of them do. If we're gone, they don't need the black folks. They don't need you. I mean, if you're into publishing, or you're into marketing, what they need you for? They ain't marketing to you no more. If you're into this, you used to go in and get your little piece. They don't need you anymore. I was talking to a couple of business folks just before the election, and they was telling me that, you think the grassroots having problems? They said, this is the first time I never had access to capital. Black folks have a right to have access to capital, but you letting folks fool you. Put your money together. Don't depend on nobody. That's our money, too. And that's how these people build, and that's what these folks do, and that's how they build communities. That's what we were trying to do over there, and that's why they got scared. When we were building over there, when we began to move and said we're going to build businesses, we're going to build houses, we told the unions to move, you go on St. Lawrence and 45th, you're going to see a whole block that we transform and then go all the way around. We were going to do 200 houses with those black, 90, it was like 80 to 90% blacks. And then we also did the first, you go to 44th and Vincennes and see what we had Julian Dawson to do this. We gave him this land, and we worked with him to do the solar house. And we were going to do 100 of those solar houses. But there's planning and trying to do, and then to do the business. And then when you have, and that's why I said they know better, they'll do better. We had people from Philadelphia, Ohio, different cities, Columbia, Dayton, Cincinnati. And then we had Detroit, Milwaukee. And a lot of those council people came over, and we met with them. And they wanted to know, how do you do things like that? That's what I mean, but if our people knew better, they would do better. And right now, God rest all the souls of our elected officials. I charge you with coming together to meet, look at this community, and see what you do. It's not about just voting and passing a bill. It's about the disappearing, because you're not going to be there anyway. Same way I tell the preachers. You sit by and let them destroy your community. When these folks take over these communities, they don't have 10 churches in one community and 10 churches on the block. They don't believe that. So what you're going to have is they're going to pass a law that says, it's zoned down your church. Because one thing, the other communities do not have 10 churches in one block. You go to the other community, you'll find one or two churches or a synagogue or a temple, and that's where the community go to. In our community, on one block, you got 10 churches, 3 liquor stores, and some other things. That's what you got. So all of us are in this stuff together, y'all. So I just want to talk about political empowerment, economic empowerment, because we are getting ready to look at the governor. Oh, and the other thing. Now, you know the mayor have dual citizenship. And I think he's in the reserve. Y'all think they done called him up? And if they do call him up, and I'm not talking about a discussion about whether Israel is right or Hamas is wrong. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the mayor have dual citizenship, and he's in the reserve. If he even called up to do, then what are you going to do? And then who's going to take over? Who's going to take over as Mayor Ron Emanuel is going? I think the president's asking. You got dual citizenship. You're in the reserve. Have you been called up? No, they're not going to ask him that. So what I'm going to do now, y'all, so I can come back and talk some more to y'all, and this phone is lit up, and we're going to talk to you because we have really got to have an earnest discussion about, I'm not talking about party. I'm not talking about Republican or Democrat. When we elect people in office, what do we expect from them? Do we know government? Is government so new to us, we don't understand how to access it economically and politically? You're listening to the Talk of Chicago 1690. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio, y'all. I know you're listening because a lot of y'all tell me. We on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and group Facebook. Now, I see Ebony trying to chime in here today. I'm going to see whether she I'm going to see whether or not she's going to be Facebooking this morning. We'll know in a minute. She just left. We got one black governor, Patrick Duvall of Massachusetts from Chicago. He used to be a civil rights attorney. So one governor, y'all, no senators, and you better not ask for it. 773-591-1690. I'll be right back. Get your coffee, your tea, and come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
There are all sorts of excuses
for not doing that. A little something for the people. Bruh, I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to strike the blow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip, this isn't my time. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom spoke, you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Ghost boys whipping in the ghost fire. On the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, you're solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail. So soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the source, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supply. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where are ranked on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free. To the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more love or lust, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. What community
that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Visit us at habitat.org.
They call, send letters, email, and visit your home. They're not friends or family. They're con artists, scammers, and criminals. In times like these, it's important to learn how to protect yourself. Credit card schemes, bogus investment opportunities, and free vacation scams are just a few ways that today's criminals target you and your family. Protect yourself. Never give anyone your social security number, credit card, or bank account information unless you initiated the call. Stay informed of current scams by contacting your Attorney General's office and Better Business Bureau. If you're a victim, reporting the con to the local authorities will prevent others from suffering the same fate. To learn more about how to keep your family safe from con artists and scams, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalk.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, introducing the Communicizer. Go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
I love you, Dad.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay.
VOA. Hello, VOA.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. We lost contact with the show. We're about to put them back on right now. Let's take a little while waiting on them.
Okay. Yeah. Slowly I can wrestle with my eyes.
Longer, I can wait to get it on. Eye to eye contact, girl, the feeling's way too strong. No disrespect without the sex, baby girl, I am gone. Okay, since we are alone in the bedroom of my home, a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Hey, let's get it on. We are both grown, so there's no need to be playing. This is just a mutual agreement. I'm not trying to be your man, and I'm not trying to take your hand. This is just a one night stand. I understand you are a fan. You about to start a fire in my pants. Know what you were doing, seduce me while you dance. This night is almost over, this will be my last chance.
in the street, I'm in the street trying to move a bird. But I see you watching me, you like a G, exciting me. Yep, physically inviting me, and I can shoot my rifle straight. Tell me how you like it, babe, and I can make your night today. Put you on a flight today, and we can fuck the night away. Living our life, okay, so you can be my wife today. Playing with yourself on that Skype, make me want the cake. Ay, eat the cake, anime, I beat it till the feeling gone. Fuck it to my music, so that's twice I done killed the song. And the way that things snatching, you done killed them thongs. And the numbers that I'm betting, I done killed the cone. Ay.
Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little One at Home.
Yeah.
Let's see. Childproofing Your Home, Childproofing Your Yard, Childproofing Your In-Laws Home and Yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system.
Okay, everybody, we're back. They have a little commercials right now, and we're about to go right back in live. Sorry for the inconvenience, but let's get back to the show. Jimmy's Underground Radio. You'd like to call in at 773-591-1690. We're having a coffee, tea, and a conversation with Alderman Dorothy Tillman of Chicago, Illinois, former Alderman Dorothy Tillman of Chicago. And go back and sit and catch in with her, y'all. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Can't quit. We don't have our share, y'all. I know y'all thinking. It's so easy to think that. It's so easy that we just should pull our stuff together and we need to do this. Yes, we do. But we also need to get our resources from government. And we need our representatives to get together and organize. Look at these communities. Our communities are being just destroyed. We're being destroyed. When you have the mayor, he's going to close 100 and some schools. In the black community, and the black legislators have not gotten together to look at and try to understand what those schools are. Something is wrong with that, and it's because of government. Under Harold, we had to know government. A lot of our folks don't know how to leverage resources, and that's not to put anything on them that they can find and stand with somebody or stand behind. I hate to see them standing behind the mayor just nodding. The mayor needs to be standing behind them while they're announcing something sometime for our community, and the governor, and the president, all these folks. Somehow, if we don't do anything, I don't know how much we are not, it doesn't make any sense. When you had more elected officials, and the black community is going out here real fast, because they got to come together. They've got to come together. What schools you talking about closing? What is it going to affect? Don't give me no sound bite. What about this education? What's happening to our tax dollars? How much of this money coming back to the community? What's going on with the TIF dollars? What did you do with them? Why don't we have more businesses? These other people who understand government have already begun to build government based off of government taxes, and they've come in here and taken ownership of America. We built this country, black labor, white wealth, and because we have never dealt with the whole question of slavery and discussed this stuff, somehow or another, it is still having an effect on us. And when we get some, it's like we think we're stealing or somebody is being nice enough to give us some. No. You can't talk about slavery now. You can't talk about black. Black is a forbidden word. One thing that Ryan said, he's the only politician I heard say it. Ryan said it was the black folks in them urban cities who made Barack win, and they didn't see it coming. We can be used by everybody, the politicians in our churches. Everybody come running around us and grinning up at us. We give us a little attention for a few minutes, give us a few dollars, and then we go back to unemployment. We can't talk about unemployment being as high as it is. incarceration, the incarceration of our people. Business folks who you think walking around got money, they got a bologna sandwich in their briefcase because they can't even, they're losing. They go in places and try to get the black piece and the minority pieces there, and they don't get a piece of the minority piece. So there's a breakdown somewhere because, yes, we do have more elected officials in place. No, we don't have more resources. We had more before. We can't even talk about the fact that we don't have a senator. Come on, y'all. I think they got, the Latinos probably got two or three senators. The Asians got a senator. They was in the paper talking about how many women are senators. It's like they're still, we're still being treated as if we are enslaved and to be happy about anything we get. At the same time, we are building, we built this country. You got people coming over here taking ownership and taking over our country. Our country, because you don't want to say it's yours. You got a continent of Africa, but this is your country. Most of the folks who are in office, now they're first generation being here. Some of them just got here. And they're taking control, not only of the country, but our communities. We got to do something about it. You listen to Talk Chicago, 1690. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We are also on Black Planet. We are on Facebook, group Facebook. And we also on iHeart, y'all. Just know, how can we be in a country with no senators? Everybody got senators in office. And the little 31 or 32 congressmen we have, not that many, y'all, the rest got more. We only got one black governor. Because folks don't vote for us, we vote for them. It's not about, I'm telling y'all, if you don't understand it's about race, race is an issue. And don't you think it's not. And those who don't enjoy it, the black tip, now you feel it, don't you? Can you feel it? Good morning, Williams. How you doing?
Good morning, Dorothy.
Yes.
First of all, I want you to know I'm still in love with you.
You know, I got my son on the board today. Evan is out of town. I think he might take issue to that. I got my baby boy that he might not want no man to be in love with his mama.
Well, he just have to accept it.
Okay.
But anyway, I just made an observation the other day in that United Airlines, you know, the city had gave them so much TIF money.
They gave it back.
They had to give it back. Because, you know, they moved, I guess, consolidated the operation into the Willis Tower.
Uh-huh. But oh, yeah, they gave it back.
I was just wondering if there's any of the black aldermen or if they could come together as a group and demand that money to use for something in, like, say, the black community or one of their wards.
Well, let me explain TIF to you, Williams. First of all, TIF means tax increment finance. And I'm going to break it down as simple as I can. What that mean that, say your house, you was paying $200 on taxes. I'm just using $200 because we know we pay more than that.
Right.
And so there's a TIF put in place. And the state the state gave you regulation how TIF should be ran. And David Orloff is have a list of how TIF money is spent too. But anyway, so because you're building that community up, with the anticipated tax revenue, say the taxes goes up to $400 now. What that means is $200 that's been increment stays into that community. The other $200 be sent back to those taxing bodies. Those communities are supposed to be, that money is supposed to be used to rebuild those communities. Now, something is wrong that all of these black communities that was poor, they used the tracks, the poor tracks, to get the money. But they did not use the money to rebuild a community. It is illegal to take that money out of these areas. For instance, the third ward was one of the richest. I left that ward so rich I put a lot of TIFs in place because I was going to use it to build up for black folks. And
right.
It started maturing just as they came and used Junior and all of them to try to get us out. But it started maturing. And that meant that a whole ward could have been built where you had money to put in your schools, to put in your infrastructure, to put in your businesses, to build a community. Now, that money's gone. They've been giving it to, first, the lady there gave $20-something million when I was going to build a house on Wells Prison and Shields, gave that money to Daley. All this money not going to Ronnie Manuel. Ronnie Manuel just reach over in the black community, pull the TIF, I'm going to put it over here, I'm going to put it over there. And the sad thing about it is that those communities that the TIFs was built, that was supposed to be used, they didn't get it. That is something wrong with that. Now, most of our folks, don't even understand the workings of TIF. They don't, and Ron cannot even use the TIF money from those areas. No mayor can without the alderman signing off on that money from those dilapidated neighborhoods. And something is wrong with that, and our people don't understand it. And sometimes I think some of them don't understand it. That's how Chinatown was built.
Okay, so it still boils, but goes back to the aldermen who represent those particular wards to demand the money from the TIFs for projects in their community.
Yeah, all they do is plan. Most of our people don't understand planning. They talk that stuff, but they really don't understand how to leverage government for the good of the people.
Okay,
but you can go on David Orr's site to see how this TIF money been used. You can also go on the city to see what was a TIF and how much money it was and where they moved it. You can do that. It's public information.
Okay, so David Orr, you can go to his website.
Yeah, and you go to stay in the city.
Oh, okay.
And I'll give you more information. Where you live at, on the west side?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know the west side had a lot of TIFs. They used a lot of TIF money to build the Bull Stadium and all the other stuff. They displaced a lot of folks. See, they use a lot of money to come up Madison Street and all that. See, these folks use government money to build for their community. The Mexican, the Latino community used it. The way I understood TIF was because what made me, I was the first black alderman to use a TIF. And that's because on the Herald, when I looked at what Chinatown was expanding, and they used a TIF, so I asked Herald to give me a TIF. And Herald gave me a TIF to build 55th and the Dan Ryan, the Grand Boulevard Shopping Center. And that was the first one he wanted to test it, and he tested it with me, and then Alan Streeter used it. So it was easy for me to branch out to be able to use that and know how to build a community. Most of our people don't know how to do it. They knew better, they would do better. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they knew better, they would do better. They don't know no better. Benjamin from River Forest, how you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Stillman. How you doing?
I'm all right.
And I wanted you to know that I hope your son is doing a good job. I do miss Ebony, but
he's the one that did that reparation song that you be listening to.
I love that song. Two
mm-hmm.
things, Ms. Tillman. Then I told you 2 weeks ago I got a chance to sit down and talk and listen to Mr. James Meredith, the first black man
yes.
enrolled at the University of Mississippi. Ms.
Uh-huh.
Tillman.
Uh-huh.
I was so moved, and I let him know how much I respect him. And I say the best thing that I like about him, when he walked around that campus, he didn't walk with his head down. He walked with his head held high. Like you said, Ms. Tillman, a man can't be on your back if it's not bent. He
can't be right your back. You got to look, we was taught hold your head up. When people hold their head down, they being sneaky or they scared or something. Hold your head up. We got to get ready to fight back. I'm telling you now.
And that's what he did. He walked. If you look at all of old tapes, in 1962, he walked with his head set up. And I want you to know I got a picture with him. My family got a picture with him. And it was real nice. Number two, and some people may not like this, but for those people, including you, Ms. Tillman, if you're going to use Facebook and Twitter, multi-million-dollar companies, they're not putting no money on the west side. They're not putting no money on the south side. But yet and every day, people say Facebook this. Twitter that. Martin Luther King changed the world without a fax machine, without Facebook, without Twitter. If they're not going to put no money on the west side and the south side, don't use them.
Well, you know, Martin Luther King, let's talk, you know, people always thought what Dr. King did. We had a major movement of people surrounding him and planning and organizing
right.
and moving. It wasn't just Dr. King, and I love him dearly. You had James Bevel and a lot of other folks. Well, we sit
yeah,
in a room. I'm just saying, we got to let our children know that we had planned, we planned stuff and we executed it. The Diane Nashes of the world. I mean, we executed what we had to do. So that's what we got to do is put a plan together and execute it. Now, we got to do that. And I think we can do it. We're going to talk about that more because I've been talking to a bunch of folks. And we got to do something. Bev Smith wants to pull together the women for the architect. You got Brother Small want to pull this stuff together for the incarceration. You got some business folks who want to pull together businesses. But in all of that, we got to pull these elected officials together. They got to come together, just like Barack and Washington. I mean, these elected officials better come together and look at these black communities and see what they're going to do to save them.
But all I'm saying is, tell me that we shouldn't use no business if they're not going to put no money into the black community.
I heard you.
That. That's anybody.
I got you. Thank you. Uh-huh. I heard you loud and clear. Janice?
Yes. Hi, Ms. Tillman.
Hi.
I get a paper called the Lyndale's. Lyndale Times, it's a Hispanic paper.
Uh-huh.
And they have a program now going where you can come in there, you can't speak English or anything. You know, you got little problems. And you can get up to an RN degree free.
They're doing a lot of stuff like that. Most of your school, turn your radio down. okay. Your schools, your pharmacists. I mean, all of the resources of government is being used by other people. But black folks get on the radio and get shamed to use the resources and talk about you don't need all this stuff. Put your, those are our tax dollars. And but the most of our people don't bring the resources and show our people how to do it. What they do is they'll say, go to this job fair, go do that. Look, I'm telling you, I'm calling on the black elected officials, the state, the county, the city, and the congressional to come together and look at these communities. Even we just look at these communities in terms of these schools. They have not come together to look and see what's the effect of these schools closing. What's the effect of businesses?
Ms. Tillman, but I remember a friend of mine wanted to go to school to be a nurse, and they told her, well, you didn't pass the test high enough.
I know.
And you come up here and you can't speak English? And they help you?
And they closed out Malcolm X in terms of what they did with their nursing program.
And then the people called in the Kendall Moore show and said they was having problems at Chicago State. They didn't, none of those black kids passed to get in, and plus they didn't wasted a lot of their financial aid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, Dr. King said
I didn't know if you knew about it.
Oh, yeah. It's not just that. All of the resources is not just be using you. You want to say it's not just Latina. It's all the people coming over here are using resources. They have access to the resources that blacks
don't have access to. That's what bugs me.
Right. That we don't have because we have got to put together something, and we got to begin to do
it.
Huh?
You know what? It's something my grandfather, he always used black businesses and stuff. But he said, you mess over me once, you don't get a second chance.
Well, the reason folks do
these politicians need to go.
Well, the problem with the politicians going,
mm-hmm.
if y'all replace folks with folks who don't understand,
yeah.
people start, they don't try to see, do people understand government or ask them what is they plan.
When Bobby Rush voted for that Dream Act, I didn't want to vote for him. I'm not going to tell the story. But I went on and voted for him because it was nobody else to vote for. That's what I'm saying. You
well,
don't
we
have
gotta
any
put together.
Alternative.
Well, I tell you what, I'm calling on all of them, from the state, the county, the state, the federal, and the city. Look
but
at these school closings.
I refuse to vote for Jesse Wright. I refuse to. Because
who?
I think what he Jesse
who?
White, I think what he did to Roland Burris was
oh, yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, well, he's that
and
darling,
I think
you
what
know.
He did to that Detrick or whatever his name was, too. This man was your sponsor. You the one trained it.
Mm-hmm.
If he went wrong, it's because you didn't do what's right. You didn't teach him honesty.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to play this song for you, Jess.
Okay.
We
thank you, Ms. Tillman.
Thank you. We can't let nobody turn us around. We can't let nobody turn us
oh.
around. When that get ready, we're going to play it for you. I'm going to take one more call, and we're going to play and let nobody turn us around. We got to do that, I tell you. Sarah.
Yes, Ms. Tillman.
Hey.
Good morning, Mr. Tillman. It's been a while since we left.
It has, but I know you've been listening, but it's good to have you.
Yes, ma'am, and I do appreciate the dialogue. Ms. Tillman,
yes.
I am very upset, and I'm glad that you're mentioning what's going on because, first and foremost, you were talking about elected officials that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii has two Japanese senators that's coming out of the state of Hawaii.
Right.
As you said, with the Hispanics.
They got two or three.
They have quite a bit of them also represented in the House as well as in the Senate.
And don't forget the women. They talking about all these women who don't use road out back and all of them to get there. And blacks don't have any senators, and we don't even talk about having one. Like, it's all right.
Exactly, but still, which is what I was getting to next. Because they're always telling them, we have such a big gain in the Senate and in the House with all these women. But they're not black women.
No. And we only have, I think we have about 31 or 32 congresspersons. I got to get the exact number because some more might have got elected. But we don't have that many. The Latina and the Asians have more elected congressional people than we do. And if we really are messed up here. We don't understand. We just right here partying and feeling good by seeing a black face in a high place.
I agree with you, Ms. Tim, because it so disgusts me because people are running around here trying to get buses to go to the inauguration and all this other foolishness, and your community is in shambles.
50%?
You were with splurging money to go down to an inauguration 2 months away from now.
50% unemployment among our youth, and they don't, you know, black folks scared to say black. Hey, we don't stand up and do something. Sarah, I'm so glad you called. The other thing I said, you know, our mayors have dual citizenship. And
yes,
most of
ma'am.
Most of these folks who come over here got dual citizenship. And they have allegiance to other places. Now, our mayor, I think, is part of the reserve. I asked the question. Nobody
yes,
said
he
anything.
Is.
I'm not taking sides whether it's Israel or Hamas. That's not what I'm asking. I don't want anybody to call and take sides. But the question is whether or not he's going to have to go over to the reserve. If he do, then who's going to take over the government? And should he be over a major city being dual citizenship in reserve with another country? That's kind of strange.
That is very strange, Ms. Tillman, because I find it is very highly offensive. Here it is. This is the United States. You can go and serve in the military forces for another foreign country, have dual citizenship. You are the elected mayor of a major city. You get called up to go to duty, and Lord forbid you go over there, you get killed in action or whatever. What the hell is that?
They probably give him a safe bet. They probably won't put him on the line. They probably get him to do something else. But remember now, the black community put this mayor in thanks to Barack Obama, and they put him in. And I'm not saying how he's doing or not doing, but the black folks need to hold him accountable because our votes did put him in.
Exactly, Ms. Tillman, because we get absolutely nothing for it. We hear that the Latinos already saying that they saw the mistakes that we made when we voted, and they say they learned from our mistake, and they're not going to do the same thing again. So they got all this stuff in lockstep. They got all this stuff together. And we over here running around talking about we got to be quiet. We can't say nothing. The man don't have to, Barack Obama is not running for no more elected office.
No, we have to be quiet or people get mad at you. When I was talking about the fact that there was no money from the party from this presidential election spending any black media, folks thought I was being, they told me I need to shut up. But there was no money. Do you realize they had put money, if they put money in black media, it would help black media expand right now?
Exactly. Exactly, Ms. Tillman, because we got Ebony and you said Ebony and Jet that had to be sold out to Chase Bank. WVON always giving them free advertisement, and they ain't spending no money in the media.
I'm not talking about the black orientated station like Clear Channel. I'm talking about black media all in Florida, all over New York. We got black media everywhere, not getting nothing. Thanks. I'm gonna try to play this song before I go. We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around, Sarah. You and Janice keep listening. I'm gonna play a few minutes of. Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Thank you, Ms. Tillman.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I missed you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Uh-huh. We can't let nobody turn us around, y'all. You got to understand that we fought for this, and other folks are enjoying it. But we can't let all this make us turn around. We have to put together a plan with our elected officials, our leaders, our ministers, and do what we got to do.
Keep burning, talking, unimagined after freedom. Turn me around, turn me around, turn me around, ain't gonna let you, turn me around, keep on a walking, keep on a talking,
I tell you, I want to play that for you. Can't let nobody turn us around, y'all. Nobody. We have to do this because if you listen to everybody, they are talking about the future, their children, and what they have in the future. Black community, the discussion has got to be about what are we leaving for our children, what kind of world are we leaving, what kind of education, and what is the community all about. That's what we got to do here. Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
This is Mary. How you doing?
They got Jerry. I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Miss Tillman.
Yes.
I am listening to them talk about giving immigrants driving license.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get driving license. And another thing, isn't that what they sent Mr. Ryan to jail about some driving license of immigrants?
Yes, and the thing of it is, that you're absolutely right. But you know what?
They did that. But you know what? And when the people, when these young people get out of the prison and paid their time and they went in there and did their time, they can't get jobs. Say, what's going on with that, Miss Hill?
Well, what you got is the Latino, Hispanic caucus and got together, and that's what they're pushing. They got Ed Burke and they got Mail and all of them. See, black folks went and put everybody from. See, you still got a lot of the 29, all of them still out there. You know, you got Pat and all of them. You got folks who know government down there, and they still pulling their tricks. Black folks have nobody down there who understand this government. I'm telling you, it's all a game. And
Are they just going along, get along?
No, there? I said if they know better, they'll do better. That's how I feel.
Well, we got to get somebody down there to know better so then we can do better. Because we are getting pushed farther and farther behind.
Thank you so much. We're going to start pushing y'all for these black elected officials better to call our meeting and see about the closing of these schools and economic development of the black community. We call on you to come from behind the curtains and meet together as a whole. Anita.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think the schools shouldn't be closed. I mean, scripture starts with Abraham protecting his family. So if we get out of slavery and our men do not have an opportunity to guide their sons and their daughters, and our women, you know, are there with them, I mean, adoption is not a normal situation for any community. I think that's an alternative. But America has yet to make sure our people are not living under some type of adoption system.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about that. Yeah.
Other communities. Mm-hmm. We should have our own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when we economically have to go to another school district or a private company to use us because they don't want anything in our community, that's saying someone has adopted us. But you're supposed to allow people to write to their own family structure.
Okay.
In their own community. It's not supposed to be scattered. You don't know any other people on this earth like that.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you so much. Maurice.
Dorothy, good morning. Condolences to your family in Mississippi. I got people down there.
Uh-huh. Hurry up, man. Uh-huh.
You finna cut me? Could I hold over to after the break, Dorothy?
This board is lit up. We got a lot of folks in front of you. When we come back after the break, this board's been lit up all morning.
I've been on since 6.
Everybody else been on. Y'all got on early. Put him on hold. You've been listening to Talk of Chicago. You said my board is lit up. And I thank y'all for lighting up because we got a lot of work to do here. And I think we can do it. We can't let nobody turn us around. We're going to be all right. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 69WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, Twitter, blackplanet.com. And I tell you, we're all over the place here. This is Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Get your coffee, get your tea. I want you to come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
So, are you up for a little visualization?
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I don't do no harm. I never meant to.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop the bop. Bop it out of be bop. Bop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
It was topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Technology Monday is back. Thanks to our friends at U.S. Cellular and their partner Motorola, listen every Monday at 8:30 a.m. as James Andrews of SocialPeople.tv introduces you to the latest gadgets and gives a 411 on all things tech. Listen to the Matt McGill Morning Show every Monday at 8:30 a.m. for Technology Mondays, an exclusive feature of WVON, brought to you by our friends at U.S. Cellular and Motorola. We're smart radio for smart people. WVON.
Perry Small.
Next week on the Perry Small Show, a recap of the hottest weekend news. And can Jesse Jackson Jr. rebound? Thanksgiving tips and so much more. Hit me up on Facebook, that's Perry with an I, and on Twitter at Perry Small. And tell me how you feel and what's on your Thanksgiving gatherings music playlist. I'll read some of your comments.
Perry Small, weekdays at 9 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hello, everybody. It's your gospel sister, Pam Morris, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Join me every Sunday from 11 to 3 p.m. on Gospel with Pam Morris, making a joyful noise on WVON.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Join Thornton Township Supervisor Frank Zuccarelli and other elected officials as they kick off the holidays with their annual Thanksgiving dinner. They will be feeding 1,500 families on Saturday, November 17th, in the Fitness Center of South Suburban College, 15800 South State Street in South Holland, beginning at noon till 4 o'clock. And the best part is that these delicious hot meals are free and everyone is invited. Thornton Township's annual Thanksgiving dinner celebration this Saturday, November 17th, in the Fitness Center at South Suburban College, 15800 South State Street in South Holland, beginning at noon. For more information, call Robert Storman, 708-596-6040. That's 708-596-6040. 6040, extension 3128. Warm up your holidays with a free home-cooked meal from the Thornton Township.
Tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. to the P. Withers Experience, where the conversation is always hot. From lifestyle to love, community, and entertainment, the P. Withers Experience is your favorite hour of radio. That's Sundays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 a.m. WVON.
Hi, this is Cornel West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WVON, the Talk of Chicago, 1690 a.m.
For the first time, the Chicago Sinfonietta and the First Unitarian Church of Chicago are combining forces to host a community-wide free event on Sunday, November 18th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the church in Hyde Park. The event celebrates the similar missions of both the Sinfonietta and the Racial Justice Task Force of the church and features a performance by Sinfonietta musicians and activities for children. That's this Sunday, November 18th at the First Unitarian Church of Chicago, 5650 South Woodlawn Avenue. For more information, go to chicagosinfonietta.org.
Hey, it's your morning man, Maddie Matt here to tell you about an old-time favorite that's a must-have. It's Schweppes Ginger Ale. It's great straight up or when you mix it up with your favorite cocktail. Schweppes is known as the beverage that settles, yet it's crisp and it's mellow. Schweppes is the coolest drink around, from out the burbs to downtown. Do yourself a favor, pick up Schweppes today at your favorite store, and when you run out, go back and get some more. Schweppes is the official soft drink of the Matt McGill Morning Show. They know how to mix with the best. Schweppes and the Morning Crew are coming to a store near you. Keep listening for our Schweppes tour location. Refresh.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center for Langston Hughes' Black Nativity, directed by Eugene Parker. Every Friday, Saturday, and matinees on Sunday in the month of December. Group sales are available. Use it as a fundraiser for your organization. Call 773-373-1900. Tickets are on Ticketmaster.com. We're looking forward to seeing you at the theater.
I want you to join me and the Wolf here every Saturday night in the Bottom from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. with classic blues and R&B. We have a great time dancing on the sawdust floor with the Juke Joint Queens, eating catfish, barbecue, collard greens, and enjoying our corn liquor, too. Come on and join us here from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on classic blues and R&B on the Talk of Chicago and the Voice of the Nation, 1690 WVON.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's true urban legend, The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Doesn't matter, y'all. I've been to the mountaintop. That mountaintop experience, when you get to a point that what's important is the people and what's important is what your work and your mission is, that you can be so into that mountaintop experience that you're going to do what's necessary. And then once again, y'all, it is 7 o'clock. It's that 7 o'clock hour. Wherever you are in the country, in the world, it is time for you to do what most folks are afraid to do. It's like there's a, they scared they're going to get lynched. They scared they're going to lose some, or they scared something's going to happen. You know, they said, if you don't know who you are, you'll be anything. A person who understands their culture will act like savages. It is so nice to be black. Take that deep breath, y'all. It is that hour. Bimma G, my son, who's filling in for Ebony, and Courtney over there, my engineer. Take a deep breath. It is time, wherever you are. Black. Don't that feel good? One more time. Black. Feel real good. Woo, thank y'all so much. Listen to Talk of Chicago 1690, WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We also on iHeart, blackplanet.com. We also on Facebook and group Facebook and Twitter. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, this morning, where we have a conversation every Saturday morning, unapologetically black. Have no problems with being black. The purpose of this show is for the health, interests, rights, and needs of black people, to deal with them politically, to empower them politically and economically. And it goes together, y'all. Once again, I want to say this. Our elected officials got to look at, the people are marching, but the elected officials have not said a thing about these school closings. They owe it to the community to come together and to look at the adverse effect of these school closings on their constituency. I don't mean sound bites. Don't need no sound bites. They got to do it. Now, you look at these other communities, they're taking over government. They're building communities because they have government. They know government and currency where they come from. Based off of slavery and the fact that we had to fight. I remember this guy, this electrician told me once, he's a white union electrician, and we were dealing with the remap. It was right after Daley got in. We were fighting. And I said, we're going to kick your butt today. There's more of us than y'all. He said, listen, Dorothy, I always remember all of you had to fight for the right to vote, and I was born with the right to vote. I've never forgotten that. And I looked at him. He said, you got to make your people come out. We're going to come out. And then when they come out, they're going to do what we say do. It's a slave thing. We put folks in office with no expectation. Give me a turkey. Give me a hot dog. Maybe get my son over here. Get this over there. Do that. That's what you do. Don't worry about building for the future. Don't worry about the future. It's about me. And you spell power, P-O-W-E-R. You get no I out of power. We have to be a we. So now what you have is all these people who just got here, first generation running government. Even Begovich was a first generation. But if you're white, you can get in. If you're right, you can do this. You can do all of this stuff. And black people, afraid. Could you believe we're in 2012 and black folks are afraid to say black? I might lose some. This is about a melting pot. Nobody's melting. Everybody maintain their communities. We have to maintain ours. So I'm going to go to the phone, and we're going to talk. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing?
God bless you, Sergeant.
Yeah, we got this black nativity. I want y'all, everybody, to come out. You can get your seniors to come, too. And by the way, that black nativity is directed by John Ruffin, not Parker. So we're going to put, they got the wrong thing in the queue. Is John Ruffin is our director. Langston Hughes, black nativity, want everybody to come out.
Okay. Your daughter, what we really need to do, we need to continue to raise up young people, a young community, young people, so we can bring a change in Chicago. We need to work.
Well, you know, we put young folks in office. We got some young, all of them down there. It's not about how old, it's about what's in the mind. We got to make sure we get folks who's conscious to represent, who understand government. See, I believe that most of these people who run for office, they really believe they're going to do something. They get down and understand government. They get overwhelmed because they don't know what to do. So they sit there and let somebody tell them. And I don't care if y'all angry with me. Y'all listening. standing. I'm so sick of looking and seeing these aldermen be standing behind Ronnie Manion nodding when their community's going to pots.
Yeah, Doug, you're doing a great job, and we thank God for your family, coordinating. We thank God for Abner. We just thank God for what you're doing. We continue to pray. But we definitely need you sometime. Come on the west side.
Well, I want to get your senior building to come see the Black Nativity, Reverend Weatherspoon.
Well, I can get the word.
Maybe y'all get a bus and come on. We got matinees, you know. You can come over and see Black Nativity. Langston Hughes. This is not the Nativity. It's Langston Hughes' Black Nativity.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you. Nothing. Yeah, we got to, I tell you. Hello, Richard.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What prompted me to call was when you were talking about TIFs and people not understanding what TIFs are.
Uh-huh.
I live in Rogers Park, the north of Howard area, the only part of Chicago that is north of Howard.
Uh-huh.
And what the police and the alderman's office are planning to do or would like us to do is all property owners that are north of Howard to be hooked up with video cameras, both inside the building, hallways, lobby, et cetera, outside the building.
Mm-hmm.
And have the police be able to access that or directly look into those
cameras.
That's
terrible. That's kind of like a police state.
It is. That's what I said when I brought up the fact that, you know, the money would be better spent to have tutors for our kids as well as mental health facilities for our people.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours after that meeting was over, the police were over at my building looking in the dumpsters.
Mm.
So, you know, if you find something that's in violation, TVs or bricks or paint or whatever, somebody might have put in there,
mm-hmm.
mistakenly or unmistakenly, that would be a violation. You get enough violations traced to your building. What they can do is put you in a troubled building court and then close your building down.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. What I find interesting when you go to building court,
mm-hmm.
that they don't even have a stenographer there to take the record of what's going on. You just know what the judge say.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. But what the sad thing about this is this, Richard, is that I don't think our people are really thinking. Like, they allow the public housing to be torn down, not allowing the schools to be torn down. We're just so short-sighted that we're not looking long range.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep so much stuff on us that we buy. Okay, the crime, let them bring the police. They never stop to think, no, do me like you do in Rogers Park. Don't do us any difference. Do us like you do Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do us any different. But we, because of slavery, we tend to accept and let folks do anything to us. It is time for us to come on, we got to do something.
And have you noticed that any service that is for the poor, this mayor is really trying to get rid of, whether it's schools for the poor or health facilities for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about transportation, but they're being gotten rid of.
He said he's building a new Chicago.
Right, and so therefore, if you don't have any services for the poor or housing for the poor, the poor people have to go out, and then you're going to get a demographic change.
Well, tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you blame the mayor totally? Do you know that you have a representative down there that's supposed to be fighting on your behalf? Do you blame them at all?
Our representative is Joe Moore. And before
but I'm
that,
saying black
David.
Folks
before
have representation.
That, but before that, it was David Orr. And so from what it was.
David was a
came,
good. David was
that's
a good,
what I'm saying.
Was
David
good
Orr
was
definitely different. We had
mm-hmm.
voter registration. We had a lot of mobilization. In this election, nobody knocked on our door asking who was registered, who wasn't registered.
Oh, no, they did not, because they had already, the Democratic Party had already decided who it was going to put in. And they did target mailing. In the black community on the south side, they mailed a piece out with Jesse White and Pret Winker on it. In the other community, they mailed something else. They decided on the judges. They decided on everything. We advocate our responsibility by giving it up to somebody else.
And these school closings, the reason I believe they don't want a lot of black people and poor people registered is specifically black
mm-hmm.
people registered, is because they don't want any advocacy for these schools.
Yeah.
They don't want the people that attend these schools or are near these schools and understand what will happen if these kids aren't in these schools, what
mm-hmm.
they're going to be doing in the neighborhood, what that ramification is going to be for us.
Well,
they don't
Richard,
want us to be mobilized and vote these people out.
Richard, I got to go.
I'm
calling on the elected officials that represent these areas to come together and discuss what's going on. They got to discuss these schools. If this was happening in a white community or any other community, the elected officials in the community would be going crazy. Let's wish we having meeting with Ron and pulling stuff down and data and everything. It's a shame what's going on. It is really a shame. And it's about time, Bemidji. I think it's about time that we decide to do something here. Bemidji got my song ready. It's about time. I'm playing Silver. I'm doing what I'm doing this morning. I got a lot of my civil rights songs on Bimini computer, so I'm playing some civil rights songs. This come out right out of the 60s. In place who will represent you, whether it's the preachers, whether it's the community, or whether it's elected. We got to come together, y'all. It's about time. You know what happened. I came from a tradition of the South where black ministers stood strong. My minister, Reverend Fields, I'm going to try to get him on. He's older now. In Alabama, who was part of the struggle in the civil rights movement, even before Mrs. Parks refused to give her a seat, and even after that, he was one of the leaderships. And our church was bombed in Montgomery. But I came from a tradition of black ministers who stood tall. You know, when y'all hear about breadbaskets was started by some ministers in the South who said that we want chicken on everybody's plate and bread on everybody's table, and in order for that to happen, they have got to work. And they began to start these boycotts, and then when Dr. King brought breadbaskets to Chicago. But it was started by Southern ministers. It was ministers who said, no, we're not going to take this. We had that tradition. But when these folks shot Dr. King in the head, that's almost equivalent to lynching somebody in a tree and leaving them up there. Some of these folks got scared. Hey, don't get my brains blowed out. Hey, but if you know God, you don't worry because you know the body don't mean nothing. It's your soul and your spirit. And it's about time, y'all. We have got to do something because it is not about us. It is not about us. It is about the future of our children and our generation. But because we have not dealt with the whole question of slavery, we don't understand. We think when we get what we're supposed to get, that somebody giving us something. And everybody have used our movement to move ahead and move in front of us. It's about time that we all be free. Trudy. Good morning, Trudy.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Is it about time that we all think about being free?
That's right. But listen to this. There are some millionaires and billionaires, and they use their ammunition against us, and they produce products which we are buying to bring about our own demise.
Uh-huh.
We need to identify these people, identify the products that they're producing, and stop buying them because we're fighting against ourselves when we do that. So I agree with you
that we got to put a holistic approach together for
right.
our community. All these other folks, they got elected officials who look out for them. They got business folks that look out for them. They got their ministers that look out for them. There's a breakdown in the black community where we just talk about pie in the sky. Willie Dixon said it might not be no pie in the sky when you die. So they talk about pie, they do all of this stuff, and we got to break down somewhere that there's no everybody's thinking about themselves. How in the world do you think any other race would allow 100, almost 200 schools to be closed, and they folks, the elected officials, won't be calling some kind of meeting or hearing, trying to find out what the hell is going on?
That's right. And you were talking about, you know, the other communities that have built their own businesses. They don't buy those products. They produce their own.
But they might. But what I was talking about is how they access capital, your tax dollars, to do this. And
right.
sometimes our folks don't understand that we, too, pay taxes. And we have
right.
a right to access those capitals to help build. All these folks who build, you see the lenders, all that money they got? All these folks get money to help. We want to get. We have a right to these capitals too.
And one more thing about the school closings. Now, they're talking about the schools are underutilized, but the teachers are complaining about overcrowded classrooms. So can you comment on that?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. All I got to say is that there's a move afloat the same way it was when they was getting rid of public housing. And I was out there fighting for public housing, and folks said, well, she's just fighting. And what our community tend to do is let something happen, then they go talk about it because there's no risk to talk about something that have already happened. Well, it shouldn't have happened. Well, you're sitting by allowing it to happen. You allowed the public housing, those babies to be out. And then while we was closing public housing over here, you go in Chinatown, it's public housing. They clean theirs up. Other communities got public housing. They kept theirs. We buy sound bites. To close these schools, that's right, you're right, Trudy, to close these schools, overcrowdedness, nobody have done, our elected officials and our community leaders and our ministers and our business folks have not said, wait a minute, let's take a look at this, because everybody's trying to save their own hide rather than working for our total community. If we're not existing, then there's no need for you, I tell you. We've been in a storm too long here, y'all. We've been in a storm too long. It is time for us to do something. We've been in the storm, Bimaji, too long. We got to do something. Is he ready for it? Or do I need to go on and do something else? Because now I'm just playing the civil rights movement. I'm playing these civil rights songs for y'all today. Well, I'll take another call while I'm coming. Okay. Except us, our people gave blood, sweat, and tears. Fannie Lou Hamer and everybody. Jimmy Lee Jackson, a young black man who gave his life, who took a bullet for his mother. You know, I was down there. That's what made us go across the Selma Bridge, because Jimmy Lee Jackson took a bullet for his mother when the sheriff was going to shoot her. And we decided, Bevel said, we're going to take this stuff across the bridge and put it in Wallace's lap. People have died for this. And people say, we died for the right to vote. We didn't die for this stuff we getting. We've been in the storm too long. Hey, y'all, we've been in here too long. Maurice?
Hi, Dorothy, I'm with you. Thanks for holding me over. You are my family, and I love you.
Come on, talk now. I got a long board. My board is just crowded.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you, too.
Real quick, Dorothy, last week I asked you to give me your interpretation of the last shall be the first. Please comment on that. Secondly, just three items. Secondly, that congressional seat for Jesse Jr.,
mm-hmm.
would you be eligible for that seat?
I wouldn't want that if I was.
Dorothy, we need you in Congress.
Yeah, but we need our folks.
No, come on, Dorothy.
No, go on. I'm not interested in going now. What's the next one?
All right. that Congressional Black Caucus needs some of that black therapy. I swear they do.
We saw Maxine stood up. When Maxine stood up to the president and said, we're not going to support this unless you look at the whole question of unemployment for black youth and bring some money back to our community, the black community beat her down to the ground. And they talked all this woman, all the stuff that this woman have done for black people. These people came on this show. They came on these shows and talked about Maxine like a dog.
I don't see him doing what's right by us, Dorothy.
But I'm just telling you about some of that black, like Maxine took a stand for us for jobs, and the black community beat her down.
Well, finally, Dorothy, okay, all right. Lastly, I hope I never, ever on your show or anybody else's gave the impression that I want to forego our right to government money. Those are our tax dollars.
Oh, no, you didn't do that. I was just educating. You know, you said do that and then look at what we got, even get our trash out the alley.
And we need education. Finally, Dorothy, look. One reason we have such a hard time getting our tax money because Rita Cromwell stole it all. $53 million this woman took in 20 years. You know about
that. Well, you know, but what I'm talking about is there are dollars right here in the city of Chicago and other places, and other folks are using those dollars, and those folks are building their community while we're right here being cynical. We got to make sure that we access the capital. I'm calling all these elected officials to have meetings in these areas where they're going to close these schools. We have to have representation, whether it's business, whether it's political, and whether it's spiritually. We don't have time to play.
The holistic thing, like you say, just to keep the faith and the money in the
Thank you. We got to do the holistic. I'm calling on you. See, if our folks would come together, they meet. And they don't be talking about no rainbow. Black ain't a rainbow, by the way. And they don't be talking about no. They said, this is what we need for our community. You cannot get mad at other folks who work on behalf of their people in their community. That's why they was elected. What Gutierrez jumped right out there and said, we going in, but we marching. Gutierrez wouldn't even be in it had not been for black people. I know because I went over there. But Gutierrez's first responsibility is to the Puerto Ricans and then to the Latinas. That's Gutierrez. And then you got other folks, Gina down in Louisiana. Gina looking out for his people all across the board. Whether it's the Jews, whether it's the Italians, whether it's the Irish, black folks got to understand, and you got our people, if they knew better, they would do better. Over all this land in the city of Chicago and allowing these folks just to do it, it makes no sense, I tell you. Georgia?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
I'm listening to your show with great interest. I need to know, well, I ain't going to be on this phone long because I know other people are waiting. We need to get our hands on the Freedom of Information Act and find out what these elected officials are doing with whatever they're supposed to be doing down there and hold them accountable for it.
Well, the tip is very much available. See, the problem is, and I'm not, I always tell folks, if they knew better, they would do better. Maybe some of them are going to get mad at me this morning for saying it. But personally, I don't think that they're working in terms of bringing the resources for ownership back to black people. It's all right to bring other folks in. Sometimes you want a target. That's fine. That's what you want. But there's also
a lot of these Latino people getting all this stuff, and we can't get nothing.
Because they understand government. Because they understand government, and they understand community, and they are proud of who they are. Our people don't want
to. Why don't our elected officials get out there and do the same thing and teach our people the same thing?
Because sometimes.
Because a lot of people don't know what their rights are.
Well, because sometimes our people, because we have not, we just came down this road 40 years ago, and other folks died and fought so hard for it. So they stepped in and not understanding. The power is not being the office. The power is what you do for your people in the office. We are representative of the government.
Exactly. And they keep electing the same people over and over that's not doing nothing.
Well, every time we change, look, the other ones do the same thing because black. Our people have got, even now, this school thing, there's no other race would allow a mass closing of their schools without holding their official accountable for a meeting or something. That don't make no sense. You sit there and bother
your
head.
Well, it's time they get busy. They need to stop playing up here. Stop trying to blame the president. But we can blame the little Emmanuel man. When is the election? He got to go.
All I got to say is this. When Harold Washington was in, that was the first time that black elected official was accountable to black people because black people was engaged.
When Harold Washington was in, he said he called for patronage, and patronage didn't answer. Patronage was dead, but it seemed to me like it's still.
He thought the man was dead. I think they was dying up with a straw up through the sand, breathing a little bit. Thank you so much, Georgia. Yeah, Harold said that. He killed him. He danced on the grave of patronage, I tell you. Hello, Miss Kareem?
Yeah, Miss Kareem, yes. Listen, I'm with you for everything, and I'll be talking to you after the holidays, and we will get together. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Black. And tell everybody I say hello because I'm with you for everything. All right?
Thank you so much. I tell y'all, we have got to do what we got to do here. You know, we got to wake up every morning with our mind on freedom. We got to wake up every morning, and we got to be. See, it was bred in us as a child growing up that we had to fight. We was told to hold our head up, fight. And my parents was fighting for the next generation. We was fighting for the next generation. We believed that we were fighting, and we got to fight for the health, the interests, the rights, and needs of black people. Political and economic empowerment. I'm calling on elected officials in these areas where those schools are closing to have meetings and have accountability. Come on, Ron, tell us why you're doing it. Bimaji, come on, well, let's wake up this morning with our mind on freedom. Come on, let's wake on up. In the civil rights movement, we sing, hey, this is not. Wake up every morning with your mind on freedom. I'm playing freedom songs for y'all this morning. Who woke up this morning with my mind. Set on freedom. We can walk and talk, mind on freedom, y'all. Ain't no harm in keeping your mind on freedom. We have got, and what does freedom mean to a black man in America? Tell me what it means. It means repairing the damage, a Marshall Plan. How do we rebuild our community? Oh, we going to take it there, y'all. We going to take it there. Why is Dr. Anderson still trying to get the Freedman Bill through? Oh, we going to take it there. The study for reparation, rebuilding our community, incarceration. Poor education. Oh, we going to take it there, y'all. What does mind, what does freedom mean to a black man in America? And I got somebody on the line. I'm going to skip over everybody and get her because she calls from Alabama unless she's visiting. Gilda.
Good morning, Alderman. And
are you calling me from Alabama?
No, I'm here. I'm going to be at the Medicare Life Story tonight.
Oh, you here. Now, what does, tell me, what does freedom mean to a black man in America?
Well, I know what it's supposed to mean.
Tell me about
it. Now, what it means is an individual thing, because I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on it, and I'm not going to accept anything else. But I want to give an update of what's going on. What I'm hearing here, this is systemic around the country. I love living back home with my family, but I'm telling you, I don't know what has happened. I don't know if we've eaten from the king's table too long to get up and take care of ourselves or what, because from where I sit, I don't see anything different in Alabama except Bull Connor.
Oh, no, it's all over. Hey, Gilda, advice among masters. What happened was, and we got three articles we got to really look at. What happened was there was a move across the country to stifle and to deal with black folks and put them in a certain state. So, no,
and
whether you're in Mississippi, Alabama, Chicago, California,
and
New York.
What Dr. Francis Quest Wilson say is true. The oppressor cannot succeed in his oppression unless the members of the oppressed group participate. We are participating in nonsense. We're participating in our own demise. And when you say we got to get together, the older people who know this politics and where these dead bodies are lying, they need to. The young people ready. I met a young lady last week. Her name is Anisha Johnson. Do you know her?
No.
Anisha, Well, maybe you call her something else.
Okay.
I was at an education summit down there with these young people. They weren't buying into what was being said, and I went over and spoke to them. And then when I finished speaking to them, the young lady say, she didn't ask me if you know my auntie. She say, you know my aunt. I say, well, who is your aunt? She said, Dorothy Tillman.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
This young lady is down there.
got a bunch of folks in Montgomery organizing too. What we got to do is
She's up in Birmingham, and she says, and she's really on the ball. She has all these young people that she's teaching how to interpret what they hear.
Okay. Look, Gilda, I want you to call. You stay tuned in to iHeart and call, because right now across the country, people like all of us who think like this, we have got to move and keep our mind on freedom. I was talking to Beth Smith. She's talking about pulling together black women, and we do a bus tour across this country to do the Arkansas.
Well, listen, you know the 50-year commemoration is going to take place in Birmingham, Alabama, and they're going to make it an event rather than a movement. So there are those of us who are working to make it an event. So if you see on the Internet, I think it's in NAACP/Avant Communication, that we are going to make it a movement so we can have some momentum out of this, because all the white programmers are there to get the money to make it an event. But we've got to use every dime we get to rebirth the movement.
Well,
and I want to say this.
I want to thank you. I pulled you over a whole lot of folks who've been waiting because I thought you was in Alabama.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. I thought Gilda was still out. She's Gilda moved to Alabama. I was glad to hear from her. Randy.
Yes. Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Randy. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. I think you're doing a tremendous job.
Thank you.
I appreciate you talking about that they need to have a meeting to discuss the closing of the school. I agree with you 100%, and that is ridiculous. I wonder how many public schools are on the north and northwest side of the closing and stuff, and our public schools, et cetera. And I think that basically this is one of the approaches, Rahm Emanuel, the Zionist's approach to try to destabilize the community like they're doing in the West Bank and Gaza Strip and et cetera throughout the Middle East. And this has been a part of the problem. But I want to also share with you that there's going to be a big call. Sometimes I cry, basically intimate evening with Cheryl Lee Roth at the University of Chicago International House, 1414 East 59th Street from 7 to 9:30 p.m. tonight, November 17th.
Okay.
I'll just kind of, just share
that. Randy, you know what, Randy? There's no other race that would allow a massive closing in their community and the elected official will stay silent.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
this is some crazy mess. I've never heard this before. I mean, how are you going to close almost 200 schools in our Alderman, our state reps, and our Congress? They got to do something here. Something is wrong with
right.
that.
You're absolutely right, and I agree with you. I think the men of them are scared and intimidated because, you know, what runs our city or Chicago politics is white nationalism. You have a Zionist who controls the city, run city politics, and you have the white Irish, the Irish Italian Jewish political mafia that controls our state, the state of Illinois, Illinois politics itself. And that's the reason why. They don't want to address the issue of white supremacy.
Okay. Well, Randy, thank
you.
Call me.
You know what you're doing. I'm going to come and check out the Black Nativity.
Yeah, by Langston Hughes, and it's directed by John Ruffin. It's going to be started in December. So come on, go on our line.
As a matter of fact, I've been promoting and dropping some stuff off of St. Sabine along with WVON Radio.
Thank you. In fact,
thank you. Keep us a good
in
night.
Fact, Father Flager said he was going to sponsor a night, and we appreciate
wonderful.
That.
Wonderful. We'll definitely check you out.
Thank you. And you know, those who want to come, go on hwccchicago.org, a Broadway to Bronzeville event, I think, and you punch in VON, you get a code. I tell you, I got to remember you find me another freedom song. Jetta, South Carolina, how you doing down there in South Carolina?
I'm doing great, and it's interesting, your topic. What's going on there is also going on here.
Uh-huh.
Schools do not just close all of a sudden. It's in the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, and that's what I do, attend a school board meeting, they're planning to close. They've already closed one historically black school, and they're planning to close the other. The first one they closed was Martha Dendy Middle School. It was Martha Dendy High School, founded by a black woman.
Mm.
And, of course, they closed that. And our
whatever, all our other quotes on us to make people think we don't want to be educated. They give substantial education in the schools. They force children out, and then they start moving. There's an all-out plan that's happening to black people. Y'all, we got to fight back and understand this whole thing. You know what I want you to do, Jed, is get advice among masters. You got to read that book. That's a manual that they put together how to control black folks, and they put it together during slavery. It's not no made-up book. It is a manual that was put together about us and how to control
us. What's the name of that book again?
Advice Among Masters. Advice. And that's where that Willie Lynch stuff came. They tried to pull out. But Advice Among Masters, and that's just one version of that book. You got some more, too. They came together, and they would meet, and the planners would meet, and they would say how to control black people, what they do, and how they control their slaves, what they do this. And they put together a manual, just like you would if you bought a refrigerator. And they said if they do this, They said they did this. They'll keep us like we are for 40 years. But Get Advice Among Masters, a very good book to read.
Fight Among Masters.
Mm-hmm. And keep listening, okay?
One more thing. If we attend these school board meetings, we would know what's coming down the pipeline. Like I said, they're planning to close down the second one. And what they are saying is it's too expensive to keep this other one open, and that's why they're closing it. However, they could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to renovate the high school stadium.
Well, I think what we got to do in Chicago, Carolina, across the country, we need to get a group together to take a look nationally at what they're doing with education to black people. Thank you, Jetta.
No, we don't need to get a group together.
We got to see what's happening all over the country to black people and to these schools. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're in Carolina and we're in Chicago. We got to look at this stuff because I think it's all a contrived and I think it's a plan, overall plan.
It is, and we can take care. Be involved in our own areas.
Thank you, Jen, and also get Black Labor, White Wealth by Dr. Claude Anderson. We'll try to have him next week. And Forcing the Glory by Lerone Bennett. Thank you so much. I tell you, this is something, Michelle.
Auntie Dorothy.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to ask you a favor, but before I ask you a favor, did you know that Harriet Tubman was my great grandmother?
No, I didn't. But she was also. I got her spirit.
Well, listen. In loving memory of Michael Scott, and to give my condolences to his family and yours for your loss. You know, yesterday was his anniversary.
They killed Michael Scott. Nobody can make me believe that they didn't do it.
I know. But I woke up with him on my mind,
yeah.
And I woke up with Jesse Jackson Jr. on my mind.
Well, yeah, you can wake up. You know, I feel sorry for his mother and father. You know,
I feel sorry for him.
I try not to discuss Junior because you know Junior came out and did a major role in trying to make sure that we were up out of there. So I don't harbor nothing for him, and I try not to discuss him too much. Because if I do, I don't know what good it would make. But
well, you know what may help you with that?
My heart goes out to his mother and all of them. But,
yeah,
you know, Junior got to talk to God.
There's a great article out there. Pat Hill sent it to us via Facebook, and you ought to read it. It's really good. It's really good. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But what I wanted to say about freedom, ours has got to come from our understanding of the mind and the thoughts of God towards us, knowing that love gives at the expense of self versus lust, that desires to receive at the expense of others. I'd say, Ms. Tillman, that we need more dark-skinned women. They seem to have more backbone than some of these men in politics,
well, you know,
for
what
instance.
What happened is we've gotten this new thing now where, you know, in the 60s, when we got 66, we got Johnson to do this whole natural piece, and we was in the 60s, someone said loud, I'm black and I'm proud. They'll begin to push folks back when folks don't say black. If you're going to get a role in the movies, a role in a commercial, you got to be almost like you, yellow, mellow. You know, it's like they put a division there that we worked very hard in the 60s to try to get rid of. So we got a lot to do here, Michelle.
And you know you're right, because when you think about you and your dark skin and me and my dark skin,
I love my
Mary
sister.
Flowers and her dark skin, we need more sisters like her who can stand up where Howard Brookings will sit down. You know, Mary was about cutting legislation, pay, more services, fighting for the child care, fighting for the property tax relief,
Mary,
Social Security, Medicare, all that. But, you know, I need you to do this favor for me.
Hurry up, because I got to go.
Brookings. Ask Howard Brookings, what did he tell Ron Carter of the Black Wall Street with regard to the construction and his beloved mayor who need to go to Israel and fight so Mary Flowers could take over?
Mary Flowers, this is my sister. I just want all this stuff that's going on with us. And it's because we got to understand who we are, where we came from. We got to understand the role in this country. We built this country. We have a right to these resources. Don't give it up and make folks push you back like you're not supposed to do it. Is it because we black? Don't be afraid to be black. I want to know is it because what's going on here? You know, and it is, as Seal Johnson always say every year. So I play Seal Johnson to y'all every week. Because I want to know what's going on. I guess I'll take another call while my engineer's coming. Plano. Plano?
Black.
All the time?
Black.
All the time?
Sister Tim, you know I love you so much. You know, it's so right with you. I mean, it's time for us to stop all this playing with this, with these aldermen. With these school closing. I mean, they know this, that what this is going on.
Well, the sad thing is, these folks are moving us. They playing with us because we're not fighting back. Okay, we put a president in, we came out of numbers. We're not asking for none. Everybody else is asking for something. We put a governor in, we put a mayor in, we put everybody in. Come on, y'all. We got to stand up and fight, Plano. We cannot take this.
And that's what I'm saying. We need to get come with some. I mean, with our black caucuses, the black aldermen. I mean, everybody, like you said, it's in everybody in the bed.
Okay. We got to fight back. I'm going to try to get this song in before time for me to go and try to empty my board. I'm going to try to do it because I want to know what's wrong with y'all. Don't be afraid to be black. We know why they're doing this.
Right.
Is it because we black? Come on, Plano. It's because.
But Sister Gemma Daly put us in a lot of this for this mess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He put a lot with the school, messing the school system up.
Well, we got to fight back. And come on, y'all. Don't be scared. Is it because you're black? Because
I want to fight.
And let's fight, Plano. Hey, come on.
That rocks my soul. Oh, oh, oh. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Mama, she worked so hard to earn every penny, yeah. Oh, Lord. Something is holding me back.
Hey, come on.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black, y'all? Yes, it's because you're black. If the descendants of enslaved Africans and Americans is strong, then we can help support the black world. So you got to weaken the descendants of enslaved Africans in America so you can keep on exploiting Africa and all those other things that you have exploited. I tell you, who is this? Collier?
Collier. Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
I'm good. You know, I called like the Saturday before the election, and we had and kind of went over this a little bit, and then you had some callers that came in that called later that was angry. But the thing is that every other group uses our system against us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your gays, you know, your Latinos or your Mexicans or whatever, and women, you know, they all are trying to equal it as, you know, such, you know, like slavery, you know, civil rights.
Yeah, they
know,
use what we've done to get what they want, and we're running from it.
And they have used it, and it has worked because they, you know, people, you know, can sympathize with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that what I noticed in every other nationality is pride and culture, and that's something that we have lost. It seemed like after Martin Luther King was assassinated, is that pride and that you have some.
You have understand the difference between losing someone, somebody's calculative, manipulative, destroying you, and we're going to have a whole roundtable discussion on that one day, and I want you to make sure you call back because I really want to hear your views when you do it. I'm going to probably try to do it next month.
But look, I want to say one more thing. There have been certain things that have targeted our certain organizations that have targeted the black community, and once you can eliminate the man, you know, you know, once you put drugs and finances and stuff into the community, and you can eliminate the man, you can break down the man.
That's right. You need the man. You gotta have your warriors. Thank you, Collier.
Amen.
I'm running out of time. I got about 6 minutes left, and I'm gonna try to clear this board before I go. Oh my goodness, this board is just lit up. Oh, I got 3 minutes. Okay, 30 seconds. Hello, who I'm speaking to? Okay. Who is this?
Crimes Against Humanity, descendants and survivors of unjust laws of segregation. It's our duty to seize the moment and use the movie Lincoln to mobilize around a national observance to celebrate the 13th Amendment, honor the memory of our ancestors, and have everybody wear the colors red, black, and green, and buy from a
okay,
black business.
I got to go, 30
we
seconds.
We fought all these years. And have
Mama G, got to go. Call back next week, Mama G. I got to go. I'm trying to give everybody their time. Say ya.
Good morning. Dorothy, it's our culture. I was 21 years old in Vietnam before I even was confronted with what culture was. And I was told by a Jew boy that our problem was that we didn't have a culture. And I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Well, he got one,
Last week you responded to somebody that's saying that your program was a different culture than the other program that allowed somebody to call in and say something vicious and ugly about two people who I love and respect, and that's Zakia and Monsong.
Okay.
But you using that expression, it's a different culture. It was the strongest statement that you have ever made, Dorothy.
Thank you. I got to go now. I'm an engineer. Call me back next week, Taylor.
Good morning.
Okay.
I just want to chime in on the colorism. I want them to know there's just as many melon sisters who are down for the count as there are sisters of mahogany.
Oh, yeah, we got to all be together. Thank
that's
you.
Right.
Thank you so much. I got to go. Call me next week. Harvey, I got to go. You got 10 seconds. I got to go, my engineer. Hurry up, Harvey.
Oh, yeah, Daddy.
Yes, I got
to
go. Take your butt back, so you wouldn't be if it wasn't for me. Call me back next week, because I got something for your butt. Hey, y'all. Hey, they know they got to come on repair the damage. They wouldn't be here if we hadn't did this, what we did. We built this country for them. They had nothing. We built you. Came in here. Black Label White wasn't listening to Talk of Chicago 69 WBON. This has been Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. We'll be back next Saturday to finish this conversation. You, Mr. Harvey, you call me because I got something for you. Reparations now. Of Africa.
Underground Radio Network. You can find the broadcast page of this group page, Martin Luther King page, or the Underground Radio page. Thank you, and may your God be with you. See you Monday.